Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 2nd, 2023. Michael Leitman, on the Times of Israel, what is time? We can observe time when we look at our watches, and we can sense time when we reflect on our lives and realize how quickly time passes. We feel it when we contemplate the events in our lives and consider their consequences and our emotions. Our desire to receive, the fundamental matter from which we are composed, perceives the past, present and future. It recognizes time as changes that take place in our desire for pleasure. In other words, time is dependent upon the sensations that arise from our desire to receive. Without these sensations, we would have no concept of time. If there were no differences in our sensations between feeling better or worse, we would be unaware of the passage of time. If our sensations remained the same, time, as we know it, would stop. That is, time is a result of fluctuations in our sensations. If there is no change, there is no time. How does 1 minute differ from the next? The variations are due to the processes that take place in our desire to receive, and that is what we call time. Time is the measure of the difference between the amount of pleasure we experience in our current state compared to our next state. Our sensations continually change, which explains why occurrences in our past, present and future are so important from our egoistic point of view. We explore the states that our desire to receive pleasure experiences, and the changes between these states are recorded within us, as time. The desire for pleasure is the matter of creation. It is a sensor that feels fullness or emptiness. It assesses the state that it undergoes based on a comparison of the sensation of fulfillment in its previous state and forms a concept of time by evaluating the amount of pleasure in both states. Time is a tool for measuring fulfillment in the desire to receive. We strive for contentment, so we look to the future and reflect on the past in order to learn how to best organize ourselves for achieving a desired outcome. Since we organize our fulfillment, we thus split time into various phases. Both our past and future are based on our desire for pleasure. The desire to receive develops and goes through the following phases: inanimate, vegetative, animate and human. Humans are the only ones who sense time, that is, they recognize the past, present and future. These phases are different for humans from the viewpoint of their sensation of fulfillment. We experience different types of time internally. There is time that we keep track of with a clock, but we also have an inner sense of time. We can measure time as expansive as billions of years or as minuscule as fleeting moments. We gauge time according to its significance to us, and our involvement in it. Our perception of time and its essence are two distinct concepts. Our own experience of time is based on our personal experiences, while astronomical time measures the orbital movement of planets, though this too is relative for the time being. The entire universe is a desire to receive within which we observe processes that take place at inanimate, vegetative, animate and human levels. Therefore, everything in reality is really inside us. Our reality is a product of our perception. If our perception changes, then the concepts of time, motion, space, the universe, and its entire picture that we live in will also change. This leads us to ask questions about our reality and whether we have the power to alter it. Where does desire come from? Question: where does the desire come to me from? Answer: desire comes out of you. Question: where is the place in me from where desires come to me? Answer: they just appear in you. Question: what to do when you do not know what you want? Answer: when you do not know what you want, you have to start taking care of others. This will lead you to the right decisions and the revelation of the world. From CAB TV's Blitz Questions and Answers, January 6, 2023. Inner meaning of four letters of HAVAYA. The four phases in the desire are the meaning of the four letters. In the four-letter name Havaya, the tip of the Yud is Ein Sof, meaning the operating force included the thought of creation, Baal HaSulam, the study of the ten Sefirot, Inner Observation, Chapter 8, Item 31. The tip of the letter Yud is the very beginning of creation when there is still no clear desire on its part, but only development on the part of the Creator. The letter Yud is already the development of desire, the feeling of a certain light inside the desire. The first He is Bina, meaning phase 2, regarded as the actualization of the potential. The difference between He and Yud is that the desire created by the light in the first phase begins to feel it exists and regards the light as filling it. This stage is called Bina. It wants to become similar to the light. The letter Vav means Zeran Pin or the third phase. This phase is the combination of the first and second phases when both the light of Hochma and the light of Hasidim are inside the desire, and the desire continues to form itself. As a result, it comes to a state where it wants to receive only the light of Hochma. The last, fourth phase is called Malkhut, it is the formed desire. This is creation. We are a part of this Malkhut, and therefore we feel ourselves as receiving. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, January 15, 2023. True Creation. Question. In the study of the Ten Sefirot it is written that after the first stage of the development of the desire, there are still many different actions, worlds, and parts ufim, and only at some stage is creation created. So, Malkhut, the fourth degree, is not a creation yet? Answer, no, it is still an unfinished creation, but it is already a completed desire, and that is why it is called Malkhut, the kingdom of desires. Question, and when can we say that this is a true creation? Answer, creation can be called such a state when the desire feels completely opposite to the Creator and can act independently. And before that, all his actions are determined in advance and there is no free will in them. That is, potential prerequisites for the development of creation are created first. This can be compared to the genetic code, which contains some information, but it has not yet been revealed. In principle, a real creation is a person who begins to study all this and independently advance. Comment, but to come to this, one must go a long way. My response, yes, we see this in our world. Which people, our contemporaries, realize who they are, what for, and how? I mean, this also requires development. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, January 1, 2023. The Civilization of Global Love. In the news, Big Think, in 1973, a computer program was developed at MIT to model global sustainability. Instead, it predicted that by 2040 our civilization would end. But what the computer envisioned in the 1970s has by and large been coming true. Could the machine be right? The prediction, which recently reappeared in Australian media, was made by a program dubbed World One. It was originally commissioned by the Club of Rome to model how well the world could sustain its growth. The model's calculations took into account trends in pollution levels, population growth, the amount of natural resources and the overall quality of life on Earth. The model's predictions for the worsening quality of life and the dwindling natural resources have so far been unnervingly on target. Question, if the collapse of civilization in the form in which we know it is predicted, then in what form will civilization exist? Answer, let them broadcast what the computer indicated for the next 20 years. And we will see to what extent it is right or not. I have not heard or read anything about this computer. I want to see what it has written and what came true, not some retellings of it. Question. Even if these are stories and fairy tales, please tell me your feelings, What kind of civilization would there be if there was no one like today? In general, such a civilization is most likely not needed. Answer, no. It is needed only to realize the wrongness of its path. Question, what kind of civilization will there be in the future? Not in 2040 or 2050, but in general, what kind of civilization are we going to have? Answer, civilization will be built on universal love, interconnection, and mutual assistance. It is concrete. But this is after realizing the evil of our civilization. Question, and how will we be aware of it? Via blows? Answer, here is our problem. Either we realize it in a good way or in an evil way, with a stick to happiness or awareness of the correct path. Question, I am interested in your opinion of how will we realize this and see what is happening? Answer, I think with a stick. So far, it is improbable that humanity has realized anything at all. There needs to be the recognition of the evil of their nature by every person. And then he will do something with himself and not others. Question. For us to do something with ourselves, strong blows will be needed. Answer. I hope not. But in general, everything is leading to that. Question. And how does this vector unfold? We have said more than once that we live in criticism of others, in capturing others. And how does the vector unfold? Answer. The common vector should lead us to realize that we are enemies to each other and in this we are enemies to ourselves. Question. So, this is not my enemy, but my enemy is inside me. Is this the main thing we should come to? Answer. Yes. Question. Then we come to the future through love, as you say? Answer. Yes. Then we come to the future through love and to the victory of good over evil. Question. And when love, kindness, and a kind attitude prevail, what will people do? Answer, people will give up all unnecessary work and will go fishing, to the beach, to the sea, take care of children, walk in the park with flowers in their hair, listen to birds singing, and record birds singing. That is what life will be like. Everyone will bow to each other. In general, this is an idiotic vision of the future. Question. What do you think is real? When love. Answer, a person cannot exist without a struggle. And the struggle for what? For the harvest. For territories. Where does a person feel that he is doing something, creating? Question, but what happens if love rules the world? Where is the struggle, what is the struggle? Answer, the struggle will be in being able to show love more and more. It will be very difficult. This is the hardest part. Question. So there are dramas and everything else? Answer. Of course. Question. But with joy, with love? Answer. It will still be with dramas. Without this, a person cannot exist. Question. But is it still that we are moving toward love? Answer. Yes. Question. So such a goal will be set, and a person will go toward it. What do you mean by the word love now when you say it? Answer, when I value another above myself. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leightman, December 15, 2022. Life based on egoism. The multifaceted development of egoism has led to the fact that it simultaneously kills the feeling of the family in us, the relationship between children and parents, our nature, arts, science, and the whole culture in general. It does not only work in the economy. It works in everything. As a result, the ego destroys our family, public, state, political, and social structure. But we still have to act. There is more than one factor at work here. Our whole life is built on egoism, and we have to change all this. We are so egoistic that we do not care about anything, not the fact that families are falling apart or about the terrible social atmosphere, it does not matter to us. When it comes to our pocket, to the economy, then we believe the crisis has come. Yet we are used to the fact that before that I treated everyone like a dog and everyone else treated me the same way. It is okay, everything is fine. This indicates how much the crisis and our development in general has led us to such a low state. I do not care, I retire at home, I do not need a wife, I do not need children, I can order everything for myself, easily serve myself, and that is all. I do not give a damn for everyone. From Cab TV's I Got a Call, How to Make a Revolution, February 4th, 2012. Not a moment of peace. Question: when a person turns away from the spiritual path and tries to settle down in life, does the system leave him alone, or after some time does it begin to push him with blows? Answer: why should he be left alone? Why does he exist in this world? To get comfortable, like an animal? Once upon a time in bourgeois times it was so. Today there is no such thing, and it cannot be, because all of humanity is moving forward with great speed, and nature will not leave anyone alone. It will push us, pull us, by the ears, and slap us, on the cheeks, in general, bother us. How can it be that at such a pace of development that is observed today, we would be left alone? Question: does this mean, as it is said, that there are no former students and they are all connected in some way? Answer: yes. But it depends on the speed at which they develop. A person who comes to study Kabbalah for the first few years does not understand where he is at all, because this is his first adaptation to Kabbalah, to feeling, to space, and to the fact that the world is arranged completely differently, because everything in me and everything through me depends on me. It is very difficult. Therefore, there is no seniority here. A person can sit here for 5 or even 10 years and be completely unaware of what we are studying. There are some like that. From Cab TV's I Got a Call, There Are No Former Students, January 28, 2012. Michael Lateman, on Quora: can love exist without hate? On what basis would love arise if there were no hatred? What kind of love could there be if there were no rejection? What would love manifest upon? Every one of our qualities and feelings of life, ourselves and others, are born above something, and since the ego, the desire to enjoy at the expense of others and nature, is our nature, our main quality, then love gets born above it. In other words, the ego is our main quality, and love is its main opposite quality. Based on Cab TV's I Got a Call, How to Transform Hate into Love, with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman, on February 11, 2012.